Let me take you back in time, almost half a century. The 24th of May 1971 was a Monday and an ordinary day at school for a 14-year-old boy. But when I got home to the farm, there was a huge surprise waiting for me. The news that a relative from America had come to visit us in the hamlet Ödängla was totally unexpected. She was a slender woman in her 40s from Chicago, and she had come walking from the main road, finding that not many of the old-timers she would meet in the middle of the day could talk English. By the time I got home, it was late afternoon, and the guest had gone to the farm belonging to my father's cousin, Sven Lönnbom, in Siggehova. There, our new acquaintance presented herself.
My name is Terry Williams, T-E-R-R-Y. And like I said, if I had any idea how far, I thought maybe it'd be 2 or 3 miles, and not 8 or 10. But
how did you know where to go?
I asked at the hotel, and he said, you go out this way until you hit the road. Yeah. There's a marker. There was a marker for Edensa, too. And he didn't say, you really ought to take a taxi or anything like this. I suppose maybe he thought I had a car. No, still a taxi driver brought me there. But anyway, so I started walking, and I asked people every now and then if I was headed in the right direction, and they'd say, oh, it's way out there. And then, of course, I'd get out there, and it says 8 kilometers. And by that time, I'd come so far, it seemed... I lots of times take long walks and hikes and things.
It's hardest because there is no bus back. Always the same thing. If you get down anywhere in this district, you can't get any bus or anything.
Yeah.
No, it's not possible.
Well, there were quite a few cars. After this fork in the road, there were quite a few cars, and I thought, I can always try hitchhiking on the way back, I guess that's...
Yes, but they are very... Yes, they're very careful people, you wonder, they read things in the papers and think, runners, everybody.
If they found out I was from Chicago.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Be frightened.
Do you know anything?
Well, I'll tell you what I know, which maybe isn't too much. I imagine my grandfather was probably about 20, and he went over to America, and they went to Des Moines first. He and his brother, Pete, who I think is Pear in Swedish?
Yes, exactly.
They went to Des Moines, and they, the first year or so, they had a little fruit stand on the street. And then my grandfather had learned how to be a mason here, and he heard that they needed masons in Manson, Iowa. That bricklaying. He went up there and then he worked there for really the rest of his life. He lived to be about 80. And like I was saying, he had all these children, 12 children. I'll tell you the story about how we happened to become Methodists. They moved around to different towns, and at this one particular moment they came back to Manson, and they lived on the edge of town, and so they sent the kids into Sunday school, and they came to the center of the town, and the Swedish Lutheran Church is way out here, which is where they were supposed to go, but in the center of the town there was a Methodist church, and it was a very cold day, and my Uncle Elmer was the youngest one, and he started crying, and so my Aunt Amy was the oldest one. And she said, what's the matter? And he says, my hands are cold. So Amy looked across the street, and here's the Methodist church, and there's two big chimneys, smoke coming out of both of them. And she says, don't cry, here's where we go to Sunday school. And so they went to Sunday school there, and they came home with their little Sunday school papers and so on, and the folks just assumed they had gone to the Swedish Lutheran Sunday school. And they didn't find out about it for several months when the Methodist minister came to call. And So I guess grandfather wasn't really a Lutheran. I think he was Mission Covenant or something. And his grandmother was a Lutheran, and it did sort of upset her. But anyway, they just continued going to the Methodist Church. Well, let's see. Oh, and the name Lomberg, there's also, I guess it must be Uncle Pete's group that call themselves Lomberg, L-U-M-B-E-R-G. Now, there's also a story, and I can't tie it in with what I've got here, but there was somebody that was in the Army, and, anyway, he found some potatoes, and he just got them roasted, and an officer came along and made him give them to him. Now, I thought that was Gustav's father, but I may be completely wrong about that.
Gustav's father?
Yeah.
Gustav,
I don't know.
Was that in Sweden then?
Well, yeah, at least he was in the Swedish Army. Now, the Swedish Army fought in the Napoleon, either for or against him, which would be about the time.
1810.
And I understood that he was also the one that received the name Lundbom in the Army. But, you know, she's got the more detailed things on it. Oh, well, I can tell you, too, about some other people that came to Iowa in the real early. Of course, by the time my grandfather came, the railroad went all the way out. But these people came before there was a railway, and there was just the prairie, and there are no trees, and it's flat, you know. And now Swan Nelson came out and got the farm and built his little sod hut. And then the next year, his girlfriend came out. So he went over to Fort Dodge to meet her. I think maybe the train went that far by that time. And he had his ox cart, and there are no roads, you know, really. It's just through the mud. And so he went over there 20 miles, and which would be about 30 kilometers, I guess. And they got married, and they took the ox cart back again. And he said, when I got home, I was so tired, I forgot I was married.
Mm-hmm. this man, where did he come from then?
He came from Sweden.
From Sweden.
And,
from this part, so.
I would imagine probably. I don't really know, but I think maybe most of them out there did come from. There's a town called Kalmar in Iowa.
Do you remember your grandfather well?
Yeah, he died when I was 14, so I knew him quite well, and we lived next door to him, so.
Did he tell you much about Sweden?
Not so terribly much. Now, my grandmother died when I was 5, and she used to, she taught me to say the few words I know, and, yeah, of course, now she would be home all the day where he would be out, where he'd have to talk English with people. And, now this man I was telling you about who went out in the very early days, and his daughter was our neighbor later on. And she said about how they had no music. And that finally they got, I think it's a Samodian. But anyway, it's a one-stringed thing like that you play with a bow like a fiddle. And she said, oh, how grand they thought that was. And it was the first music that she'd ever heard. It was very tough for the first few years, I'm sure. That now there was, these people weren't Swedish, but there was one family that lived out there. They made a house out of hay and lived in it for a year or two. And I suppose they made a haystack and hollowed it out. And I've heard how he fixed it so he could have a fire without burning the house down. And then some other relatives of mine, they're Welsh people. They, let's see, they had this homestead. They were one of the very first people to come through. And they made this long trip to a river. Maybe this was 20 or 30 miles. And they got cottonwood saplings, little trees, and set them out for a windbreak. And there are some of those trees still standing. They're 100 years old now. And when that farm was 100 years old, they had a birthday party for it.
That's American.
Yeah. And then the first cemetery they had, maybe you're not too interested in that, but they buried this this first woman that died, and somebody donated some land for a cemetery, and so they buried her. And then later on they found out it was in the middle of the road. See, the roads go every mile in that section. There'll be a road. And I've never heard whether they moved her remains out of the middle of the road into the cemetery or whether they left her there.
Well, was that so very important that the road to find straight?
It's very strange. I mean, I'm sure with the... But this is all flat, and the roads do go, for miles and miles without... I know that my grandmother said that's what she missed, was the hills and the mountainous sort of things.
Mountains, that's not here.
No, that's but compared to Iowa, this was all in Iowa. Yeah, because I'd never heard grandfather say or had it reported to me much about the trip over. Now, my Welsh grandmother came when she was 5 years old, and I know it took them 6 weeks to cross, and one of her little sisters died on the trip, which reminded me of the movie, and the family lost quite a few children over the years, and her mother said that was the hardest one, was that they had to bury her at sea. And the captain... they were cute little curly-haired kids and had made everybody like them and so on. And the captain fired the gun and said it would scare the fish away, but of course it probably didn't. Oh, and then here, probably you've heard this too, but my grandfather said that on Christmas morning they would go to church and they would start from their place with a lighted torch, and as they would near the church, they would meet all the other people that would have lighted torches, and there would be this.
Yes, that's very nice, the Swedish tradition. You look at.
Yeah.
Well, I managed to get one of pictures like you have over there, with only the people are in carriages, or sleds.
Yes, I know.
With the lighted torches.